You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, ABC soap opera fans. It's Soap Dirt on YouTube. We have got early edition General Hospital spoilers for the week of June 5th through 9th. We have got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, count them, 5 sizzling spoilers for next week that we know you are going to be excited about, and we're going to tell you in just a second. If you've not subscribed already, please reach down and click that subscribe button so you don't miss any of our General Hospital casting news, spoilers, and all the latest updates for your favorite ABC soap. All right, let's dig in. Spoiler number 1, early edition General Hospital week of June 5th. Carly Corinthos has a huge realization. That can really only be about one thing, right? It's got to be about this SEC case. Right now, she and Drew Kane knee-jerked to the assumption that it is Ned Quartermain, because Ned actually uttered that phrase in the past. He basically warned them that they were insider trading, which, to be fair, they were. They are 100% guilty. So they have been assuming it was Ned. Ned has been busy denying it. And maybe Carly will finally do the math and realize that they have overlooked a top SEC reporting suspect. Of course, that suspect is Nina Reeves. She has a vested interest in Carly being out of the way for 2 huge reasons. First is Sonny. And now Nina has Sonny's ring on his finger, so Carly sticking around isn't that much of a threat in that regard, but it's the second thing that's the big deal. And that is how close Carly has gotten to Nina's biological daughter, Willow Tate. Willow sees Carly as a surrogate mom. Well, if Carly was doing time at Pentonville or a federal prison, then that would open things up for Nina, because Willow wouldn't have that easy, convenient alternate mother figure there. So maybe, just maybe, Carly will take a second look at Nina. Now, the thing is, as far as she and Drew know, Nina didn't know about the insider trading, but you know, she knows, and maybe they just need to figure that out. But I still maintain, it's my prediction, that none of this is going to come out until Sonny's wedding to Nina. I think it's going to blow up at the ceremony. We'll see. Our second big early edition spoiler is that Portia Robinson gets a welcome surprise. Now, if you saw this without watching this week's episode, you might think, oh, it's Curtis coming home or it's Stella coming to visit. But no, both of those have already happened as of Wednesday the prior week on General Hospital. Instead, it looks like she gets a welcome surprise in the form of her brother, Zeke Robinson. Her brother was last seen on February 15th. He showed up for her Valentine's Day wedding to Curtis, and he is back that week to surprise his sister. And I have to wonder if Portia is not going to be very excited to enlist him in an anti-Spencer plan. She really wants Spencer out of Trina's life, but Marcus Taggart and Curtis Ashford don't seem too inclined to help. They think that they should take a wait and see approach, lest they make things worse. But Portia cannot wait. And so maybe her brother will help shove Spencer out of Trina's life. We'll have to wait and see on GH. All right, our third big spoiler, early edition, week of June 5th. Elizabeth Weber has reason to celebrate. I have no doubt that this is in reference to the return of William Lipton as Cameron Weber. We last saw Cam on March 30th. He left to go to Stanford on a mid-year soccer scholarship that seemed very abrupt. He exited really quickly. And that's because the young actor who plays him, William Lipton, is himself at USC, University of Southern California. He is enrolled in the prestigious Thornton School of Music, and he has a heavy full-time college course load, and apparently working at the soap was just kind of too much, so he decided to step back from the soap. But then he revealed, even at the time he was leaving, that once school was out for the summer, he'd be back to filming. So I assume that he is already back to filming, and that Liz's reason to celebrate is her oldest son coming home. That should be exciting for everybody. And it's interesting, of course, that William Lipton is at this prestigious music school because if you know from seeing him on the show, he has an amazing singing voice. He plays guitar. The kid is so talented. We've seen just a tiny drop of it on the soap, but he is just amazing, and it'll be exciting to have him back. Our fourth big spoiler, early edition spoiler, General Hospital week of June 5th, is there are promising signs for Willow Tate. Last week, the week of like May 26th, Willow on that Friday finally got her bone marrow treatment started. Her great aunt Liesl Obrecht finally made it back, and she donated bone marrow, and they spun it into this slurry of good looking red stuff that was dripping into her. And then this week, where everybody's just on pins and needles waiting, because she's still in that little quarantine room because they had to strip down her immune system before they gave her the bone marrow transplant so her body's antibodies wouldn't try to kill the foreign matter. Little science there for you. So promising signs for Willow. I really didn't think they were going to let her die. I mean, because Nina's other daughter died and because so many girlfriends of Michael's have died. If you want to see something fun, after you check out these early edition spoilers here, go to our General Hospital playlist and we have a video called Michael Corinthos's Death Curse. So many girlfriends of his have died in such spectacular and violent ways. Two of them via serial killer, one by a load of construction stuff falling on her. It is crazy. All the women he's been with that have died in bizarre manners. It's definitely a video that's really fun and worth watching. And there's a companion piece about Maxie Jones' death curse because she has a body count slightly higher than Michael, if you can believe it or not. So it looks like this week of June 5th, that Willow is going to get some encouragement and get the news. And this is going to clear the path for Willow to get her life back and for Nina to try and get closer to her daughter, just in time for Nina to lose it all when this SEC thing blows up in her face, as it will inevitably. All right, we've got one last big early edition spoiler we're going to share with you. But first, if you haven't, reach down, click that subscribe button so you don't miss any of our General Hospital spoilers and casting news. Okay, our final early edition spoiler for next week is that Joss implores Dex. So she's pleading with Dex Heller, if you didn't know what implore was. She does not want Dex to leave town, but he is between a rock and a mobster instead of a rock and a hard place. Thanks to Michael Corinthos, he came to town getting paid to go to work for Sonny. He's basically been working as a criminal when he is not by nature a criminal. He did all this with the idea that he was getting evidence to set Sonny up to go away to federal prison. And then because Willow asked Michael to, he abruptly dropped it. The problem is that leaves Dex with two choices. Three, really, if you don't mind getting brutally assaulted. Choice one, run away. Michael offered him some more money to run away, start his life over, because you don't just say, oh, I quit and leave the mob. So he had to run away. Number two, he could stay in the mob, which really sucks because he doesn't want to be a mobster. And Dex loves, he's really, really falling hard for Joss. And she definitely doesn't want to be with a guy who's a full-time permanent mobster. The third thing is he could come clean to Sonny and see how it shakes out. But considering what Sonny had done to him over the Hook Killer interrogation, that seems like a very scary option. But the bottom line is Joss is absolutely crazy about Dex. She doesn't want him to go. And she is trying to encourage Carly to turn Sonny over to the feds to get her an SEC plea deal, which would be a win-win for Joss, because if Sonny's gone, then Dex doesn't have a problem. So I think Joss is going to keep going. Maybe she'll try and get that incriminating evidence from Dex so that she can take it to the cops herself. We'll have to wait and see, but she's not going to let this guy go very easily. That's all of our early spoilers. Be sure and check back here at Soap Dirt on YouTube for our full weekly spoilers when it comes out tomorrow.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast, because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.